This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The prime sponsor in the U.S. House of the bill banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy sees a slim chance that the U.S. Senate could vote on the measure. Trent Franks told the National Review Mr. Obama would probably veto the bill, just like Mr. Clinton vetoed the partial birth abortion bill. But added, of course, when the presidency changed, that was one of the first things signed. On the hills of yesterday's House passage of the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, Operation Rescue says that pro-life leaders from a variety of national groups are holding a press conference to demand that Texas take action to immediately close Douglas Carpin's two Houston abortion clinics. Carpin has been accused of many of the same crimes committed by Kermit Gosnell in Philadelphia. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME.
Pope Francis knows how to celebrate life. At the end of his general audience Wednesday, he spotted a 17-year-old boy with Down syndrome and gave him a spin on the Popemobile with thousands of people looking on. The photograph of the Pope with Alberto Di Tullio at lifenews.com tells the whole story. The smile on Pope Francis's face rivals that of the boy's. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.